Hey guys, I think we are on. I'm about 2 minutes early, so I'm going to just keep talking. It's kind of crazy right now. The team's all in here helping me get set up because Facebook Live has been so inundated with everyone doing live videos. They've got a new strategy for setup now. So we're trying to get everything set up. Hi, love you guys. Hi, Valerie. Good to see you. Hi, Carrie. Hey guys, please share this link for our prayer time together. I'm so excited about today's time together. So I just want to do a quick shout out while you guys are getting on. Hi, Rachel. Love you, girl. And I know it is right now 11:58, so we have a couple minutes. So let's just talk. How are you guys doing? Hi, Valerie. Hi, Jill. How are things going? Just what's going on with you guys? Everybody's wanting to talk. Everybody's wanting to be in community right now. So this is such a beautiful platform for us to get on together and to talk together. And I believe God gave me a message this morning that I can't wait to share with you guys in a few minutes. So really quickly, hey, just shoot me, what are some strategies that you guys are doing right now to deal with your quarantine lifestyle? What are some things you're doing just to keep life up and happy in your own home? I know for us, we did a Zoom call with some of our friends last night, and we actually just had a little gathering and talking together. Pastor Phil and I put on some fun music, and we just danced in our house. This morning, I got up and I dressed up. You can't really see me, but I got all dressed up this morning. I've been kind of laying around in my sweats, and I thought, nope, I'm going to get dressed up today. So, Jill's saying hearts up, heart too. This is good. So thankful for this noon hour. Me too, you guys. This is so great. But just type in some things you guys are doing to just try to keep hope, try to keep joy, try to keep yourself going forward. What are some ideas and some creative things that you guys are doing? At our house, Pastor Phil and I are cooking. We are used to running out to restaurants at night. We get done with work and we run really quick to grab something, but we're very intentional, both economically and practically, just making dinner at home and enjoying that time together. So there's kind of some fun things happening right now in our home, just enjoying one another. So again, welcome you guys. It's our noon prayer time together. And I'm so grateful that you guys are on. I know a lot of you just hearts, 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 and excited to be together. Again, if you take a moment, that little arrow at the bottom, click on that. And if you're in a group, just invite your group to this time right now together, because it's a really powerful time of prayer. Well, let me just start. Today, I want to talk to you about hope. I want to talk to you about hope because there's some great scriptures we're going to look at, but let me just take a moment because I think we were really about a week into this quarantine, and it's really easy for us to look at what the media is saying and posting, and we're saturated with people's thoughts and comments on social media, and it's really been difficult unless you're intentional about being positive about where we are in life. It's so easy to begin to spiral down and let the enemy take your mind. And so I want to give you, first of all, the definition of hope. The definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. So I want to talk to you today, guys. I have hope that we're going to get out of this. There is this spirit of hope and expectation in my heart, in my life, in my mind, this expectation of hope. Now, let me talk to you. Are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? I know a lot of people have said to me, Tammy, you are just the ultimate optimist. I mean, you always see the silver lining. You always see the cup half full. You're just this optimistic person. But guys, listen, you're going to either through this crisis be optimistic or you're going to be pessimistic. Now, I know someone right now is saying to themselves, yeah, but you're not a realist. Oh, I'm a realist. I can either realistically be optimistic or I can realistically be pessimistic. I'm telling you what, guys, I'm going to give you some verses today. Our God is still in control. Our God knows what's going on. Our God might be shaking and shifting and realigning, but I'm telling you what, we're going to come out of this better, stronger, with more clarity, with inventions and ideas. Right now, it's so exciting. I just want to kind of say this. I think it's amazing. On Sunday morning, we have about 700 people that live stream our service on Sunday morning. This last week, when we went live, we've had over 5,000 5,000 people, 5,000 people view our message from Sunday. You don't think God's doing something new? God is allowing us to take a crisis and turn it into an opportunity. And it's the same way in your life. Wherever you feel there's a spirit of crisis or confusion or decisions that you have to make, I want you to be optimistic in what God is doing. So here are the verses I want to share with you guys today. In Psalm 130, verse 5, it says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. In God's word, I have hope. Amen. We may be in a season of waiting, but we're waiting optimistically with hope. The Bible tells us in Psalm 119:81, my soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. Guys, if you're like me, I'm drawing from the word of God. Every morning, it is my life. It is my sustenance. It is my strength. It's coming alive in me. The word of God gives me hope. The Bible tells us in Psalm 9:18, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Right now, some of you may feel desperate. I've had people texting me, Pastor Phil, Pastor Tammy, do you guys need anything? I'll run out and get you these things. We are working together. We are the body of Christ, and I am optimistic and hopeful for what God is doing. If you have a need, please let us know. Right now, I have paper towels sitting right here because someone saw my post about how we're cutting our paper towels into threes right now. My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. All of your needs are being supplied. So here's what I want to talk to you. You must have hope before you have faith. Do you realize that the seed is hope and then it bursts into faith? This is interesting. Faith and hope are closely linked, but they're different. Hope is a precursor to faith. So you must start with hope and then it manifests into faith. If you don't have hope, you cannot have faith. So begin to say over yourself, I hope in my God. I hope in where the economy is going. Let that be the seed that is sown. So the manifestation of the fruit is your faith. Faith is believing and trusting in something that you cannot see. But hope is the imagination that there is something to even believe in. So right now, you have to let the hope start stirring up. It's kind of like a fire. You know how you have to kindle the fire? You know when the embers of the fire start to go slow and low and you stir that up? That's what hope is. That's what hope is. When all seems lost and when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, you must consciously and actively choose to look for hope. Now listen to me, I'm telling you that because it's almost like morale is down. Even coming into the office yesterday, our staff is still coming in and we moved the desk 6 feet apart and everyone's working spread out. And you can walk into the spirit where everyone feels this heaviness. Listen, our God takes that spirit of sadness and heaviness, and in Jesus' name, he rebukes that. And so you got to think of creative ways to get that spirit up and that morale up. It's very important. And here's some things you can do. Laugh. You just need to laugh. You got to just, I came in the office and Pastor Phil just, man, he is a funny man. So he started bringing joy. And before long, we are all laughing and we're finding ways. And it was like our spirits were lifted because the Bible tells you that he says he takes this heaviness of mourning and he turns it to joy. So you've got to fight the enemy with a spirit of hope and expectation that God is moving, God is working, God is reinventing, God is doing something new every day. And before long, that spirit of sadness, that spirit of unhappiness, that burden that you're feeling is lifted. The other thing, get out and exercise. I come to work every day and I go home and I have to make myself, because honestly, I think I'm tired. I don't really want to go out. I have to put on my workout clothes and I have to walk outside. And before long, I start speaking and I start entering into my prayer walk and I start praying and rejoicing and listening to music. And that spirit of heaviness is gone in Jesus' name. I'm skipping and I'm laughing and I'm rejoicing. I have to fight the feeling of a burden or sadness or whatever is on me. I fight that. I get out and I exercise. The other thing is cooking. Pastor Phil and I, as I mentioned at the earlier onset of our time together, we're cooking and we're laughing and we're doing things together. We're playing board games together. There's things you have to do. Now, why am I telling you this? Because if you're not intentional of bringing these things into your home and your heart, you're going to have a spirit of sadness, of depression, of anxiety. You're going to believe that we're never going to get out of this. You're going to say, oh, God, what are you doing? I'm telling you right now, you have to be active with hope. Hope is the seed to fuel your faith. So you have to read these verses and believe these things. Listen, you must feed it. You must stir it. Proverbs 13 says, hope deferred or postponed, it says, makes the heart sick. But a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. You have to have this longing. You have to have this hope. Listen, don't put off hope. Begin to envision, begin to see yourself out again. See yourself where you were. See what God is getting ready to do. This is an exercise of your faith, but it must start with hope. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a coaching assignment right now. Listen, I'm going to be your life coach right now. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up with three things that you're hoping for right now. Three things. So you might say, I'm hoping that this idea, this dream that I've always had, I'm going to put action to it. I'm going to be able to create ideas around it. God, I'm hoping that you're going to do something in my life now that you were not doing before. Just like I said, all of a sudden right now, influence is being streamed by 5,000 people. Our children's ministry, our youth ministry, women of influence, ideas are birthing. Great things are coming. God is doing things. That's that seed of hope that you then begin to walk out your faith. So I want you to write down three things that you're hoping for, that you're believing God for, that you're meaning right here, the meaning you're expecting God to do them. You're just waiting for the evidence. So that's what you're doing. You're planting the seed of hope and you're waiting for the evidence of faith. So guys, I'm telling you what, I am stirred up today. I am tired of listening to the negative media. You know, I'm just going to tell you this right now is here in Orange County, we've had several cases of coronavirus, but not one person has died. And yet you would think that it is the end of the world. Be cautious, be smart. I mean, I'm winging everybody. I'm not touching anything. I've got sanitizers in my car. I'm being smart. But I'm telling you what, I will not live under a spirit of fear. I'm not going to let the enemy bring fear in my life. I'm still getting out. I'm still walking. I'm still coming to work. I'm believing that God is doing a fresh work and a new work. And yes, does he take the crisis and does he bring something new? Yes, but let's speak life over it. Let's speak our destiny. What can you do different? Something I'm so excited about, guys, is that we're going to start Saturday Story Club. And what I'm going to do is on Saturdays at noon, I'm going to walk you through how to journal your thoughts through this COVID-19 virus. And the reason I'm doing this is when my mom left me Story Club and she wrote out her life, a lot of what she told me was what she went through during World War II and what my dad went through and how, you know, there were lines and there was this and there were that, and her feelings, some of fear, but some of how God worked and her miracles and her stories. And she journaled a lot of her story. So what I've done is I'm going to walk you through how to journal your thoughts through COVID-19. From the headlines of the media to your thoughts and your feelings and your ideas and how you were an inspiration to people and how you got through this difficult time. So we're going to launch that on Saturday called Saturday Story Club, where I'll come together with you at noon and we'll process through our thoughts. So I have a downloadable worksheet that you can actually go to and write your thoughts and write your feelings. We'll start that on Saturday. So I want to ask you to invite your friends to join us at noon on Saturday. And we'll begin to walk through and we'll journal all of these thoughts. So as we enter now into our prayer time together, there's four things I want us to pray for today. Four things that I want us to pray for today. Number one, we're going to pray for hope in families and homes. So first of all, we're going to begin to pray. God, we want to bring hope again. There is tension, anxiety, fear in hopes. We pray that spirit gone and that spirit of joy to come over homes. Number two, we're going to pray for the cure and the vaccine for this virus. I know we're on to some things right now with technology, but we're going to pray that God gives us a cure for this disease and this virus in Jesus' name. Number four, we're going to pray for our economy and the safety in our cities. Guys, I hate to say it, there is some lawlessness going out there. There's fear, and people are robbing packages, and they're doing this, and they're doing that out of fear. So we want to pray in Jesus' name for our economy and safety in our cities. And then we want to pray for Influence Church, that we would be the lighthouse in our community, that we would stand strong, that people would hear about Influence Church in a way that they never have before. We want to pray for both our economy here at our church and the economy in your home, that we'll be able, through the finances of the people in our church and those around us, to continue to do all the things that we're doing. So these are the things I want to pray for right now. So I'm going to ask you to join me. And as we're doing, I'm teaching you guys right now, pray out loud these four things. We're unified at this prayer wall. We're asking the Spirit of God to fall on us, all the prayers of all the saints coming together and praying specifically for these things in Jesus' name. So join me as we pray together. God, I pray along with everyone on this feed right now. We pray right now for the homes and the families. God, there is a spirit of anxiety, of fear, of confusion, of anger, of all of the emotions that come over us. We pray in Jesus' name that that be broken. We pray that there would be a spirit of joy and creativity and laughter. The families would come together like they never have before. They would get out and walk. They would talk. They would play games. They would do homework. That husbands and wives would supernaturally fall in love again. That there would be a joy and an intimacy in families like we've never had before. God, I believe this is the precursor of revival that's coming right now in Jesus' name. And would you just stir in our hearts, just like we said, it has to start with hope, and then it goes into faith. It is the seed of hope, which means we believe it so, and then our faith exercises it so. So I pray that over families right now in Jesus' name, and homes in Jesus' name. And then we pray for the cure for this vaccine. God, you've given wisdom to people who are much smarter than me. You teach us how to have vaccines, Father, against diseases. So give us the cure in Jesus' name. We pray for it quickly. We pray for it quickly so that we can vaccinate people that have this corona disease in Jesus' name. So we pray that that's coming and that it's proven and that you would expedite that, God, that we would see it would be a miracle from heaven that you would expedite that. We all agree as we're praying this out in Jesus' name. And then we pray, Father, for our economy. We pray for our economy, God. God, I don't know. I just feel like right now we need you to intervene. And I know you are with all kinds of inventions and ideas, but Father, we need our president and our legislative branches to be strong with ideas with our economy, that we pray that after these 15 days, God, that it would be safe enough for us to go back to work and to boost our economy, God. We need you to speak. We need you to lead. We need you to teach, and we need you to protect us, both in our country and in the countries of the world. God, show us what to do. And then, Father, I specifically pray, I pray now for Influence Church. Father, I thank you that you birthed this church 8 years ago. In Jesus' name, I thank you that we are in year eight, a year of new beginnings, new strategies, new ideas, new families. God, that you are doing something. Our name is Influence for a reason. And we believe that we're going to influence the world for Jesus Christ. We pray that we would be vocal about our testimony. We'd be vocal about our salvation. We'd be vocal about prayer and healing in Jesus' name. So we just pray that you would raise up your church like you never have before, that you would meet our financial needs, and that you would meet every need we have according to Christ Jesus. God, I thank you for everyone on this stream, everyone that's gathered together. These are people that believe in prayer. Our hearts are unified. Our faith is unified. Our request is unified. You are the God of the universe. You sit on your throne in the heavenly places, and you hear our cry. You hear our plead. You hear our heart. And we pray that you would just pour out a spirit of revival, Father, over the earth today, that we would stand strong and unified as your church. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. So guys, right now, as we've talked today about these scriptures, I'm just going to encourage you. You can go to your cross reference, or you can just Google verses on hope. And then you would begin to recite those verses over your spirit, over your family, over your businesses, over your friends. Quote them, put them on Instagram and social media and Pinterest and all of these platforms. Listen, we have a day like we've never had before to saturate the earth with the Word of God, to saturate the earth with Scripture, to saturate the earth with prayer. This is God knows what He's doing. He's given us technology and platforms to be the church. And I'm going to ask you to share these platforms. I'm going to ask you to share about women of influence and influence church and influence media and influence music. Send each other. This morning I had a song and I just sent it out to about 20 of my friends. And our YouTube channel with influence music and Spotify and Pandora, you can literally just share our songs. You can share them with the world. You can share these messages with the world. The world will know Christ by our testimony, the Word of God says. So guys, I'm fired up. I believe God's given us a mandate. He's given us a platform. He's given us a voice like we've never had before. Be the voice of reason. Be the voice of revelation. Be the voice of the Word of God like you never have before. So I love you. I'm so excited. Stay focused on hope. Plant the seed of hope and let it manifest into your faith. God's doing a fresh work and a new work. So I just want to shout out all of you guys. Hi, Colleen. I love watching you, my friend. You are funny. If you don't follow her, do. She is funny and I love her. Carla Ann, girlfriend, you too. You get out and skip and laugh. I love it. Kendall, hello. I see you. Emmy, thank you. I love you. I'm in your link group and you mean the world to me. Maria and Christine is on. And so many of you guys, I just love you. Hearts out to you guys. This is our family. We are women of influence. So again, I will be sharing at 12 o'clock on Saturday called Saturday Story Club. I'm going to give you the downloadable 10 questions to ask you. How are you feeling right now through the COVID-19? And it's going to begin to be your story that you're going to leave your legacy through this time in history in your life, and you're going to begin to walk through what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and you'll be able to leave that for generations to come. So I love you guys so much. We're going to have a good time together. Danielle, hello, my love. You're on. Karen, oh my gosh, you are one of the funniest people I know. I love you. Thank you. I love humor. I love those of you that have the gift of humor through these times to calibrate all of us that sometimes get too serious. Laura, you're on. Cynthia, hello. So guys, we just feel so unified, and I've said it over and over. It's going to be my mantra. We may be in isolation, but we are not in separation. We are the church. We are women of influence. We will change the world. I love you guys so much. Stay hopeful. Stay prayerful. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Be smart. But we are going to come together stronger than we ever had. I love how God, in His foreknowledge, gave us the ability to call our women's conference strong. Strong. I'm going to be posting that, I think, today. So please share that post. He reminded us before we even realized how strong we needed to be, He showed us how strong we are. And we are strong. So use your strength, use the love of God, use your platforms, and share your faith. I love you guys. I love you so much. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I need this time. I need this time with you guys. So be sure that you join me every day at noon, Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays for Story Club. Love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day. Shoot me some things. If you have a scripture on faith or hope or joy, or just keep posting those funny things because you are ministering to me. I love you guys so much. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Have a great day.